Welcome to KPCRadio.com. My name is Michael Benavides, and you're listening to Fairly Local, a show where we talk to local bands. And today our guest is White Lighter. Well, let's go around and like introduce ourselves, put some voices to the names.
All right. I'm Keith. I play guitar and kind of sing sometimes.
I'm David. I sing and play guitar.
My name's Alan. I play the drums.
Okay, so how did you, you guys, you joined in 2013, right?
I started the band.
You started the band?
Yeah.
Okay, so how did these guys get on?
So pretty much, what, want me to tell him, Ram? Yeah, he's tired, bro. He worked late. So I've known him for a long time, dude, since middle school. And pretty much, we've always liked the same music. And I remember when we were kids, he would talk about, like, hey, I'm going to start a band one day. I'd be like, hey, that's cool. Wish I could join. I didn't know how to play anything, right? And then he started practicing with another friend of ours named Brian. And that was kind of like more like, damn, I want to learn. And later on, pretty much after middle school, I started learning how to play. And then he knew about it, obviously. So I was like, hey, can I practice with you guys one day? He's like, sure. Yeah, come through. So I came in. And that's kind of, that was like in 2014. So I was like years later, you know, like a year later. But he would talk about it through middle school. So finally, when I came in, we actually started playing. I even know the first song we played, dude. Sounds weird. Sounds like a weird relationship thing, but...
What was it called?
It was Shepherd of Fire by Avenged Sevenfold. That was the first song we ever played together.
Cool.
It's a romantic spot every time we play that. It's in my heart, dude. No, but anyway. So, yeah. Then later on, you know, we were playing out together just in his garage. Eventually, the other guy had to leave because he wasn't really being serious about it. And then I met our old bassist, Manny, in high school.
And just to give some backstory, I knew Manny in middle school, and yeah, and it was weird to hear that he joined a band, but yeah.
Yeah, and I met him through Manny, who was talking on Kick, you know, Kick back then. We still have Kick, actually. But anyway.
Yeah, that's our band.
We would talk through Kick, and then I knew he played guitar, so we needed a guitarist, and I was like, hey, you want to come in?
Manny was originally on guitar, and then he left, and then they asked me, and then it's like some stupid process where it was like, oh, we're going to put you through an audition process. And it was like, they just added me to a group chat. And then they're like, thank you for considering joining. We're going to look over and think about
you.
Think about this like very carefully. And they just kicked me out after. And then like maybe like 2 weeks later, they just added me back. And I'm like, they're just like, you're in. And I'm just like, okay.
I don't think we even talked about it. It was just like once or twice, like, yeah, we want him. Yeah. And then we just didn't tell him anything for like 2 weeks. We're like, yeah, we're going to get him later. Tell him like next week. I forget. Okay, next week. And then we finally told him. So yeah, then it was like, after that, it was like the four of us. And that four was like beautiful, man. That was like, that was it for a long while. And recently, and that in the, between that, we had another guitarist because we've always wanted three guitarists.
Yeah.
But it just didn't work out with him. Like he didn't like the same style as us. Yeah. And it was all cool. It was peaceful. Yeah. We told him, hey, you know, it's cool. You can leave.
Yeah.
So he left. And then once again, it was us four for a while. Then after that, like, Manny had to quit for a while. He quit because, you know, by choice.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, and then just recently, like two, three weeks ago, he moved.
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
He moved out
to
of
Maryland,
state.
So that, because we were trying to get him back in.
We're trying hard too, dude.
Come on, man.
Like, you know you want, we'd send him music videos. He'd be like, that's so cool. You know you want to do it again.
You want to come back. Come on, man. Please. No, but yeah, so he's gone. He's doing his thing.
So how'd that affect you guys?
We were in denial like the whole time. He was going to come back.
It was actually really tough because not only was he just a bassist, but he went to MI, the Musicians Institute.
Yeah, he was
so he learned recording and everything.
Yeah.
So first we started recording songs in the garage just like cheaply, you know, with our laptops, some headphone mics.
Shout out to our Bandcamp. Check it out. They're like poorly recorded by me, laptop mics, you know, the deal.
Yeah, and we thought like, oh, these are cool. We're going to record the songs like this. Then he went to school, and it's like, okay, we'll wait for him to get his ding, and then we'll record at the studios there.
Yeah, he had access to the studios, so we tried using it. And then that was like, after that, he like kind of just quit, and so we were just like, whole year, just nothing. But,
we didn't do anything. It was kind of like depression. It's like, oh, we'll play. We miss him. We're not recording. And then he came back again. He quit like three times, dude. That's funny. Anyway, so yeah, then when he came back, we were like, okay, we're going to use the studios. We used the studios. We recorded like three songs. But did he quit again? Or why did we
He quit after that. And then earlier this year, he joined back for like a week and then left.
And we were all happy, dude. Like, we're going to finish the recording. So we've had them forever, dude, because, like,
we had them forever.
We've had the tracks just there. And some of them are not even finished. And then recently, it was like, we need to finish these tracks, dude. Yeah, so we started recording again.
Yeah, our friend. So that's nice.
So the way it affected us was mainly The way it affected us, like, it affected us not only emotionally, but, like, our work too, because we needed to get those things done, but we really didn't have the access, the knowledge to do it.
Yeah,
but it was, I think, mainly emotional, because, like, when someone you spend so much time with and he's a friend, you know, leaves, you're kind of just like, oh, it's like, there's that, and we'll and his amp is still, so sometimes we'll play and I'll look and I'm like, damn, I miss him. Being honest, so it, you know, it's like that.
Yeah.
So how did you guys get the band name White Lighter?
We were cycling through a bunch of names, and then he was like, White Lighter, and I was like, great, and then, like, because we were trying to cycle through a bunch of names, and I kept looking up, like, on Facebook, band names that we would think of, just to make sure it wasn't taken, and they were, like, all taken, and he was just like, White Lighter, and I was just, I didn't even bother to check. I was just like, yeah, sure, whatever. I was like, yeah, it's great, and then, I was like, oh, man, like, it's taken, and I was like, hyphen. And then, and then I was like, that's the solution. And then,
we were White Hyphen Lighter for a few months.
And then he, because he's like theater and stuff. And he was like, he had the genius idea. He's like, you know, theater has two spellings with the ER and then the RE. He's like, White Lighter, but with an RE. And I was like, bro. And so, yeah, that's how that went.
It's difficult because sometimes you're like, hashtagging a post or whatever. Or, like, you're talking to someone, pressing you, like, we're White Lighter, and and you're like, damn, I forgot to mention the hyphen. So it's like White Lighter with the RE was just, if I felt it worked better.
I still like to put the hyphen in when I mention it, or, like, write it down in something.
And before White Lighter, it was Eternal Eclipse, just because I wanted to sound edgy.
Yeah.
But the way it came up, actually,
it's also Toast Eclipse.
We had a joke about, like, Toast. You know that one episode of SpongeBob where he's like, ghost, Toast. So just to play around, or like, maybe Toast Eclipse. We did it for like a week, and it's like, nah, dude, that's stupid. Let's go back to something real.
So that name's up for grabs if anyone wants to take it.
But the way it came out is because, do you know who The Neighborhood is, the band?
Yeah.
So the song R.I.P. to My Youth, he mentions using white lighters, right? And I was like, why? And I looked it up, and we're in high school still, so I found out about the White Lighter myth, you know, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, all those guys that left-handed musicians that died of overdose with a lighter and their white lighter in their pocket, quote unquote, you know.
27 Club.
Yeah. Oh, they all died at 27 too. Yeah. So I got obsessed with that dude. I was like, damn, I want to die at 27 one day with a white lighter, but I'm not left-handed, like, and I don't do drugs. So how are you? I became obsessed with it for a while. Dude. It amazed me. It was really cool. So I was like, let's just do White Lighter. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can cheat death and not die. Because none of us are left-handed. So that's why. Yeah,
because I looked it up too, and I was like, is this why you chose it?
It's a cool little obsession I have. Yeah.
I'm just kind of obsessed with it now.
It's like rock star history and stuff. It just gets me. It gets a soft spot in my heart. So that was cool to me.
So what's your favorite part of being in White Lighter right now?
Nothing. I want to quit. I'm just kidding.
This guy.
Like five times?
No. You know, actually, he quit once too.
Really?
Yeah. He's the only one who's never quit.
Really?
And he'll play around a lot about, like, I want to quit. But he's the one who's always been with me. Like, he's never quit.
So why did you guys quit?
I didn't. Oh, him and I have never. He quit once.
It was like, these guys are pissing me off. But I realized, like, over the time that I was, like, gone, how much I needed them in my life. I thought I could do good without them, but, like, I was terrible. Terrible without them.
I
glad, like, you're back.
And it was really weird, because we'd see each other in classes, and it's like, it's kind of those things where you're, like, in a relationship.
Yeah.
You break up. You take a break. You see each other from far away. You're kind of just like, I miss you. And he wouldn't say anything, but I imagined his head was like, I miss you. So, and then later on, he's like, I kind of want to join back. I think my favorite part is, so, like, me, I'm weird, dude. Like, I love all type of art. I'm one of those guys who's like, I'm an artist. But, like, really, because, like, I like to act. I like to paint and draw. I like to do music. So, I don't know if you saw on our Instagram. Usually whenever we play live, I'll wear makeup.
Yeah, I saw
what
that.
What a weirdo. I'm just kidding.
And it's because I'm also obsessed with another thing. Carl Jung was a Swiss psychiatrist, and he believed in a thing called the shadow side, which is the side we all keep down, but that's our true selves. But we don't release it because we're afraid of it being strange to others. So for me, when I'm with these guys playing, especially live, I get to let that out, you know? I don't have to be kind of like the serious guy I am every day at work or at school, you know? Like I can legit be myself with these guys. And even in the garage, like, we can be ourselves, we can play, we can have fun. And it's just nice letting go and being who you really are. That's what I like, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's my favorite part of it.
I was going to say mine is just playing live because I like to go a little wild and just, you know, let loose and just throw myself around a little bit.
You let that shadow out, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He looks possessed sometimes. It's so fun, though. It's not creepy, though. It's, like, cool. He's so into it. Yeah,
I'd say playing live, too. Playing with these guys in front of a crowd and, like, watching the people, like, react to us playing. Like, all their practice or lack of practice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, such a good feeling. And then we're pretty harsh on ourselves sometimes. Like, I know we sound good. I like to think we sound really good. Sometimes we'll be a little cocky about it. Sometimes we'll be like, we sound really good. But, like, and then when we're up there and we see other guys, we get kind of like, oh, my God, do we sound good?
Like, self-conscious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you hear people tell you things like, you guys were great or whatever. Or like,
reassurance.
Or we played a show recently. We did kind of like a comeback because we stopped playing for like months. Manny left.
We barely we play like once every like 6 months.
No, but lately it's been good. Like, this year's been better because last year, dude, we played like once, I think, or twice. That was when Manny left. Like, after we left, we played like once or twice.
Yeah.
And it was like, that's why I told you we felt really bad about ourselves. So when we came back, we played an acoustic show and we got so much compliments. It was like, oh, you have one of the best voices I've ever heard, or you're an amazing guitarist, right? Or like, dude, you're so good on what you're doing. And hearing that was like, wow, like, it feels nice. So after being so harsh to ourselves, it's like nice to hear a little, like he says, like the hard work we put in.
Yeah.
It's worth it, you know? So that's a cool thing. Always. Yeah.
So what's your guys' favorite song to perform when you perform live?
Hikey, I used to love playing covers. We started playing covers, obviously, like any group.
Yeah.
And those were the most fun. And then lately, we just, like, kind of don't play them because, except, like, two, which is,
we play them, like, in the garage, but, you know, no time for it, like, live. Playing live. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, if it has to be a cover, the only cover we really play live is Be Quiet and Dry by Deftones, which was on our SoundCloud. I recorded it. Yeah. We did that little thing. So that one's fun, but being honest, I love when we play Metallica. We play Master of Puppets sometimes.
Oh, cool.
And since everyone knows it,
yeah,
it gets wild. Like, one of my best friends got injured last time him and I played it at a place. The mosh was, they told us, don't let a mosh happen. And behind our backs, everyone was moshing. So my best friend got injured during it. It's like,
oh, man.
That's
war story.
At school, man.
Yeah, it was at school. That was our first. We said
auditory mosh pit, so there's like, you know, seats there.
But yeah, if it's a cover, it's that one. But if it's our songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what I want to answer.
I'd say Odyssey.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The one that we're about to play? Or they're about
the one we're going to play, Oedipus Effect.
Or AI Oedipus. Oh, yeah.
To us, we use the working titles, but really it's called Oedipus Effect.
Oedipus Effect, there you go.
But for me, I really like, being honest, I like War. We have a song called War, and that one goes hard,
that
dude.
I kind of hate that one the most, honestly.
I used to dislike it a little, but the reason I like it so much
the
is because...
Part?
Yeah, there's this one middle section, dude, and it goes crazy. Like, that, like, all the songs, usually they all do a good mosh, especially our last one. It's always an unexpected one, too, on the last one. I'll open my eyes and be like, I'll see a mess. It's like, oh, that's awesome.
Oh,
but with War, there's just one section where, like, I really, really have fun with it. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that part.
I have a lot of fun with that part.
Yeah.
Because it's like I like the army a lot. So it's like, it's this part where he's hitting the snare, kind of like you've seen an army movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're screaming, come forth. So you, like, in my head, I picture like a huge army marching, which is what the song is saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's saying march with me. And then I start singing and he's screaming. It's just so much happening. It's so fun. And people are going crazy. It's like, oh, man, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of fun, I like that one, yeah.
So why didn't you guys like it, like, before?
Being honest, I was, not that I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It was a headache writing it. It was hard. It took us a long time.
Oh.
And
I think for me, it's just, I don't know. I just kind
of, it reminds
like,
me
like
of Metallica.
Song,
it reminds
like,
me of Metallica. That's what I was going to say.
Maybe it might be that, but I don't know. I just like it the least. I wouldn't say I hate it, but I kind of like it the least out of everything. we play so far.
For me, it was like all the other songs are really different. That one's kind of the more typical metal song. Out of all the ones we played, that's the most typical one. Mm-hmm. So that's why, to me, it was like, oh, we're playing a metal song, not one of our weird songs that we're creating. Mm-hmm. But now that we're here, it's like that one's fun. It's just fun. Mm-hmm. So.
So the two songs that you guys are playing here, you mentioned one of them. What's the other one, and why those two?
Oedipus Effect, that was one I wrote one day, mm-hmm. and then I had it saved for. I have a lot of songs saved up, so I finally decided to work on that one because I'd shown him the riff and he liked it. And that one, usually when I write lyrics, they all have like triple meanings, dude. And that one in particular, I was going through a time where I was going through a dark time, so I was like losing faith in humanity. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what the song is about. But the other meaning would be like it's about a relationship ending, and there's so many different. Anyway, that one
interpretation.
Yeah, it has multiple interpretations. But anyway, that song is just like guitar wise, it's really interesting because there's like, can you explain it? I don't know how to explain it.
What do you mean?
Like why the guitar parts are really cool? It's like,
I don't know. They just sound
because
cool.
I wrote it kind of like operatic, like mm-hmm. kind of like an opera style guitar wise, and then I don't know. And it reminds me of Deftones. It was kind of in Deftones style, so I like that one. And we're playing that one just because it translates really well to acoustic, if that's the question, you know. Mm-hmm. Translates really well.
Yeah.
We played an acoustic show. I think we played that one. Yeah. We played most of them except for War, because the typical metal song, it's really hard to translate that one. That one didn't translate well. So that one
We didn't even try. Yeah. We're just like, no,
that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And then live, he did it with this thing called a cajon and a maraca. Mm-hmm. So it sounded really like, it went from like Hispanic style to like Middle Eastern, and it sounded really cool. Yeah. And then Be Quiet and Drive, the other one we're going to play. Mm-hmm. I recorded that one with Manny before he quit. In a time where we weren't doing anything. So I was like, dude, we need to put something because everything's dry. So I was like, we'll record in a weekend some acoustic songs. And I was going to write some, but I was like, nah, let's just do ones about how... I was feeling sad that time. So I was like, I'll do ones about how I feel. And Be Quiet and Drive was one of them. Because at that time, it was like, I was in a low place. I was sad, like... It kind of sums up to, like, I wanted to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to leave. And that's what the song is saying, like, you know, let's just drive. So I recorded it, and it got a lot of listens on SoundCloud. So I was like, that's why we played it live, because it got so many listens, and I would get compliments. Like, that was a good one. So I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That's the one we'll play, I guess. And it just translated well, because mm-hmm. it was on acoustic. So it kind of stuck with us now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you when you started playing guitar, but I'll ask you after you guys perform.
Okay.
So I guess we'll get into it if you can all grab right. your guitar.
Sure.
Yeah.
Down is water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So while you guys are getting ready, I'll just ask Alan, why did you start the band in the first place? Was it just because you wanted to?
I thought like people like Metallica. I thought they looked really cool. Wanted to be cool like them.
Wanted to be cool.
Pretty much it.
Make it sound like they're not cool anymore. They're cool.
Oh, yeah, I think they're cool now.
Just kidding.
I legit thought he was going to say something like, oh, dude, they were like my heroes. But no, they just look cool.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. It kind of like, not that many people do it. And the people that do it, like, not everyone puts in like as much effort. Like,
mm-hmm.
like yeah, if yeah. I already put like 100% effort. See where
yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Like not as a hobby, but like as a actual,
like a profession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we see it as that too. We always talk about it like this is what we want to do because we do put the work in, man. We put like the hours.
We try.
Yeah. So, and we really care about it like that. So anyway, should we get to it?
Yeah.
All right. So this is Oedipus Effect. Hopefully we don't sound bad.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold up.
Well,
of hate, rapists, nihilists, sinners, and killers. Don't you cry, as we'll float away. We'll float away and disappear. So just as the terrorists gather, burn with fire, shall it be at the end of this world? We'll float away. We'll float away and disappear. We'll float away and disappear. And no one knows our screams of pain and all our fear was not my fault. Yet we all pay as we'll float on, float away. Screams of pain, screaming pain.
We have time for another one? Yeah? Okay.
This cool. is the one that's on our SoundCloud. It's called Be Quiet and Dry.
Cover up that telephone.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, bro.
That's all right. I wish we could talk more, but our time's out.
Really?
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah, it does. You guys have two shows. Check out for information on Instagram at White Lighter with an RE. And thank you guys for coming on. And thank you guys for listening to Fairly Local. This is Michael Benavides for KPCRadio.com.